You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marian Navarro. San Antonio Mayor Gina Ortiz Jones is considering ending the voter-approved ready-to-work program early and redirecting some of its remaining funds. The program pays for job training, scholarships, and employment support for San Antonio residents. In a memo to city council members on Tuesday, Jones said the money could instead support projects in the city's general fund or the 2027 bond. Jones told TPR's The Source that the city should examine whether ready-to-work funds could help address a projected $158 million budget gap next year.
I think when we've got real needs in the community, we're talking about raising property taxes, I think we have to go look at where there's money and what is the best value for the taxpayers.
Jones said redirecting some of the money could help cover infrastructure needs, as the city also considers raising property taxes.
So if we can use some of that money on F streets, on drainage, on other things that we thought we were going to be able to pay for through the bond, but we might not be able to without having to raise property taxes, then I think we would be doing ourselves a disservice by not looking at where there's big chunks of money to include the Ready to Work program.
Ready to Work was approved by voters in 2020 and is scheduled to continue through 2030. Ready to Work has about $100 million left in its budget and has placed more than 5,700 participants in jobs. Any change in how its funds are used would require another public vote. Texas public schools will soon be required to teach works from a new statewide approved reading list, which includes Bible passages and Bible-based stories across multiple grade levels. Supporters say the plan helps build biblical literacy that's essential to understanding Western literature. Critics say the list leans heavily Protestant and could cross the line into government-endorsed religion. Blake Ziegler of the Religious Action Center of Reform Judaism spoke to TPR's The Source.
Religion is something that is sacred. It speaks to the individual on a spiritual level, and it is something that parents and communities deserve to have a say in what the people in their household are being raised with.
The new mandate, which includes no required readings from other religious scriptures, goes into effect in the 2030-31 school year. Hear a longer conversation about the controversy over religious texts in Texas public schools at TPR.org. Just search for The Source. San Antonio-based Lyft Fund is launching a new flood relief program to help Texas Hill Country businesses recover after another round of devastating flooding. TPR's Corey Cook reports.
Many Hill Country businesses were still recovering from last year's floods when rising water struck again this month. Lyft Fund has opened a new relief program offering grants of up to $10,000 to eligible small businesses and nonprofits in 16 counties. Adrian Gonzalez with Lyft Fund says many business owners saw firsthand how grant funding helped them recover last year.
We determined the need again to open up a grant program. A lot of businesses saw the benefit to that no-cost money.
Harold Buell owns Kerrville's Town Creek Village, where floodwaters reached about a foot inside some buildings.
This has never happened before. You know, last 4th of July, we had the highest it's ever been, but this year it got into the buildings, you know, as much as a foot, then there's all the obvious damage.
Applications are now open for businesses affected by this month's flooding. I'm Corey Cook in San Antonio.
San Antonio's first 100-degree day of the summer is prompting warnings about the dangers extreme heat poses to pets. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick reports.
In San Antonio, outdoor pets are required to have access to shade, fresh water, and shelter. The city also prohibits chain tethers. Animal Care Services says pets should be brought inside whenever possible and closely watch for signs of heat stress. Residents who see a pet locked in a hot vehicle should note the vehicle's description and license plate number and ask the business to page the owner. If the owner does not respond, they should call Animal Care Services or police right away. San Antonio also prohibits dogs from riding unsecured in the back of pickup trucks where hot surfaces and direct sun can put them at risk of burns, heat stroke, or a fall. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
And you're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio.